This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. John, we're kicking off with you. How can I help?
Yeah, I'm 42, and probably about three years ago, I started having allergies and like acid reflux, and I've got a cough that just, you know, comes up all the time. And I've had had to go to the doctor because I've had bronchitis at least once or twice the last couple of years. And I'm just wondering if there's any diet-associated issues that you might give me some advice on.
Well, so you've got a cough that kind of lingers around. You tend to get, lung infections like bronchitis on a regular basis. So do you feel like your immune system's down? Would you say you get sick often or don't feel well often?
Well, no, it's I might have like reflux issues, but once a year, maybe twice a year, I wind up getting bronchitis to the point where I have laryngitis. You know, I can't talk very well, and. It all kind of started about the same time. I can't eat spicy foods anymore. It just makes me cough.
Yeah, I understand. Okay.
That makes sense.
Oh, yeah, it makes total sense. And there could be a couple of reasons for that. The one issue with the cough that's kind of lingering, many times when that happens, two things are going on. One, your immune system can get low, all right, even though you don't feel like it's getting low, but typically it stays fairly run down. Vitamin D could be a big factor for that. And also you could be dealing with some type of low-grade yeast-related infection, or your bacterial flora could be kind of off in the gut. Now, your bacteria, we have good bacteria and we have bad bacteria in the digestive tract. And the goal is to always keep it kind of balanced, okay? You want to keep the good and obviously get rid of the bad, but at the same time, you want to make sure it stays balanced, because you can get rid of the good and things go a little haywire. Now, if that happens, the chances for a buildup of yeast-related issues or even a fungus or anything like that can happen in the digestive tract if you're eating the wrong kind of foods on a regular basis. So if you eat a lot of sugar-based foods, sweets, processed foods, a lot of grains, breads and pastas and cereals and crackers and that kind of thing, they can build up and create some issues in the gut, which can cause nagging little issues like a little chronic cough, those kind of things. So you want to make sure that you're eating the right kind of food, you're putting the right stuff in your body. If you have not been, then you can simply do a cleanse. Cleanse the body out. It takes about 6 to 8 weeks, and you start eating a non-inflammatory diet, anti-inflammatory diet, of course, which I'm a huge fan of. That's what I put in my book, and it's a great way to go. So those are a couple of keys that you might want to think about. Now, if you've got a yeast-related infection, you see your doctor, check with them, But if you do, there's a lot of natural things you can do. There's cleanses you can do for 2 or 3 days that can knock it out. There's a lemonade-type cleanse. You basically use cayenne pepper. You can mix it with freshly squeezed lemon and also with freshly juiced apple juice. You put all that together, and it can really work well at kind of pushing out yeast-related issues in the gut. If you want to increase your probiotics, you can do that. You go to your health food store, talk to the folks, and they can talk to you about putting, you know, the good bacteria back in. Most doctors now, when they put you on antibiotic therapy, they'll put you on probiotics too to put the good bacteria back in as they're stripping away the bad stuff. So a host of things you can look at. But as far as a chronic cough goes, if you've been checked by your physician, they've done, of course, the battery of tests that they're going to do. You know, we always think worst is first, and we're trained that way, and it's smart because it saves a lot of lives. So they're going to deduct it down. They'll do the test that makes the most sense and kind of cross things off the list. And if you're just kind of sitting there going, man, I've just got this cough and I deal with bronchitis and immune system isn't the strongest, then you probably are looking at some nagging things that won't show up on our standard medical test and that could just be, you know, again, kind of holding you back, if you will. But I would look into that. My book's got the cleanse and all that in there. It's called Empowering Your Health. And you might want to check into it. Just, you know, at the end of the day, if you revamp, if you do the same things you've been doing, like if you eat the same way you've been eating, and you're just looking for like a pill that'll fix it, typically not. You've got to radically change the way you eat, kind of the way you do things, and see how your body responds. Because evidently some of the choices that you've been making and doing over, say, the last year or so, has led up to this. Whether your immune system's dropped a little bit, your vitamin D's dropped, or your gut flora's got kind of messed up anyway, you start going after those rabbit trails, and you'll probably find the answer along the way. Because, again, it's pretty common. When you have a cough like that that's sticking around, usually there's some yeast involved. And once you tackle that, typically, if that's the issue, of course, typically things can tend to resolve okay. All right, 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Our quote for the day comes from Mary Shelley. It says, nothing contributes so much to tranquilize the mind as a steady purpose, a point on which the soul may fix its intellectual eye. Very powerful. Karen in Palm City, Florida says, I read these reports talking about how bad salt is for you, and others say sea salt is fine. Help! Should I be using salt on my foods or not? Well, you know, here's the deal. Everybody that has cardiac issues, they are concerned with blood pressure, of course. They're concerned about salt. And rightfully so, because too much salt can drive blood pressure up. However, sea salt, being in its most natural form, is actually really important. Now, the best natural form of salt or sodium comes in the form of celery or celery juice. And our adrenal glands, which are our body's stress glands, thrive on salt. So if you lower sodium too much in the body, then it can cause some major issues with your energy levels, with your immune system. Because the adrenal glands, being the body's stress glands, they are literally our kind of our defense mechanism, but also keep everything moving at a good pace. And by keeping the adrenal strong, this is important. Well, complicated societal issue now that we all have to work on together to provide a solution. How about taking the high fructose corn syrup out of Coke? That would be a great start. Kent said in a Wall Street Journal interview published Monday, he said that's why we're working with the government, business, and civil society to have active lifestyle programs in every country we operate. Kent's remarks were made in New York City. Considers a proposal to restrict the sale of sugar-sweetened beverages such as soft drinks to 16-ounce servings. The law would apply to restaurants and public entertainment venues such as stadiums. The ban is needed to help deal with the obesity epidemic in the U.S., according to Mayor Michael Bloomberg. You know, that's a hot topic. But I can tell you this. I think it's smart that they're doing that. And Coke, if they really wanted to, could put stevia in the sodas, and they actually would not be that bad. But, of course, the price would go up. Go figure.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Now, quote for the day comes from Jimmy Buffett. He says, if we couldn't laugh, we would all go insane. Remember that one? Too funny. All right, let's go to Donna. Donna, you're with us next. How can I help?
Hi. I was calling because my roommate has diabetes, type 1. I don't know much about disease, and she had it. She was very young, and she has not had insurance for several years now, and so she can't get insulin. Her eyesight's very bad now because of it, and I was wondering if you could tell me some advice that I could give her on a diet that she should be eating.
Yeah, you know, diabetes, it's a tough one, and I know she's frustrated, and I know that she wants to kind of go to the next level for herself. Really, the way to do that is pretty simple, and it's pretty straightforward across the board. Diabetes, you just want to manage the kind of foods that are going in. I would have her go and look up all the different carbohydrates at glycemicindex.com. All right, glycemic index is a range, and they give it a range between 1 and 100 of how much a certain carbohydrate will cause the blood sugar to rise in the body. And of course, the higher the number, the more it happens. The lower the number, the less it happens. And so when you're dealing with diabetes, the lower the number, the better. And to keep blood sugar levels stable, you always want to eat a protein and a fat with the carbohydrate. It helps stabilize, which is really important for her. So just let her know that food is so important. The medicine that her doctor has her taking is extremely important for what she's going through. So don't tell her not to get a wild hair and try to change any of that or do something on her own. That's not a good deal. But, I mean, with what the doctor has her doing, I mean, that is, sounds like she's got a good basic game plan, but she's got to get a better lifestyle plan. And so here's the deal. When it comes to diabetes, a couple of things you want to make sure. Number one, cut out the grains, cut out the dairy. That sounds like a broken record, but with diabetes, it's so important to make sure that you're getting the right kind of nutrients in. Vital. So critical. Now, the second thing is, when you're dealing with this, is to make sure she's getting several supplements, and she can go to a health food store and use those. The doctor does need to know about this, just because I don't know the dosage and everything that she's on. So, they're going to need to advise her in that regard. Because if she starts taking nutritional supplements and it starts dropping the blood sugar, and she stays on a certain dosage of the medicine, it can get things all messed up. And that's not something she wants to try to tackle on her own. But let me tell you some things that are good. Got good research behind them. You can let her know. Cinnamon is really good for, as far as regulating blood sugar. Extremely good. It's a spice or however you want to call it, but it's phenomenal. Got great research on it. We know it works. So cinnamon, okay? Either cinnamon on all over her foods, and it's just got great, great benefits. Now, the other is vanadyl sulfate or vanadium. You got to be careful with that, though, because it can lead toward depression. So with the vanadium, that's kind of an older school supplement, but it still does get good benefits with some people. Now, the big gun that's come out is alpha-lipoic acid, or ALA. And it is phenomenal when it comes to blood sugar-related issues, diabetes. Working with even neuropathies can be helpful. Vitamin B6, pyridoxine, also another good one. Chromium picolinate, been around forever, but it still works like a charm. So look into some of those. Tell her not to forget the fish oil and also vitamin D. All of those are going to be critical. And exercise. If she doesn't like to exercise, that's one thing I would really push her as her friend, is to really say, exercising is just vital. And even if it's type 1 or type 2, it still is beneficial to the body. So Just a couple of things. I know that you want to help her and you care about her, and I think that's really cool. But it's about coming up with a good game plan for her. And those are some good tips, really, just from kind of a baseline of dealing with diabetes. That can be helpful, okay? 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Let's go to Trey. Hi, Trey.
How you doing?
I'm living well, sir.
Good. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have two really, really quick questions, and I'm going to get off. Actually, I need to listen to your answer, too, but I promise I'll be quick. First thing is, I'm wondering what dosage of – I'm 40 years old. And I weigh about, oscillate between 192 and 210 pounds, usually. And I'm wanting to find out, what is a good dosage of vitamin D, to be taking either daily or every other day, cause I've been hearing different things. Another thing is, about sal palmetto. I've been taking sal palmetto for the past, maybe 3 or 4 years. Just, you know, it's just for extra prostate health to try to, you know, head some things off with the past.
Sure.
So I'm trying to find out if, in fact, taking sal palmetto, maybe 2 to 3 tabs of sal palmetto, plus I take a multi with sal palmetto in it too, is good enough, or should I be taking more? Those are my two questions.
Okay. Good questions, by the way. Vitamin D, let me give you the skinny on that. It's different for everyone. And that's why it's most times when you hear a doctor on the radio or TV, we're always going to shoot low because it's just being smart. So we would say, well, the average adult needs about 1,000 IUs a day. Okay, that's the recommended IUs. All right, here's the deal: your body's different than mine, and you know the next person is different than yours. So that's why the blood test is so important. And getting a blood test done about every 4 to 6 months, well, 3 to 6 months with your doctor is a great way to go because then you can really measure what's going on in the bloodstream. I personally take 10,000 units a day, okay? So I'll just let you know what I take. And my immune system stays rock solid. And so it's for me, that keeps my numbers at the upper end of the range. So, to me, that's a good dosage and good range. Sal palmetto's got some really good research behind it. And, you know, I'll tell you this. Zinc, pumpkin seed oil, avocados, and beta-sitosterol, which is found in the avocados, which you can get in a supplement form, those are all in combination really good at supporting overall prostate health. But sal palmetto's a great version of that. Just be careful your testosterone doesn't drop too low.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885, or visit AccidentCenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Soil quality determines plant health. Plant health determines animal and human health. 80% of the mineral needs of a plant are calcium-based, with the other 20% representing all the other minerals. The body needs minerals to occur in the same order of priority and ratios as plants in order to cause electrochemical reactions to occur optimally. One of the most important foods to give the body the calcium, phosphorus, and magnesium needed for proper body chemistry is whey protein. Now, add to this the new and improved technological enhancements unique to One World Whey, and you have a recipe to turn on the body's chemistry to making energy again. One World Whey's new formula appears to support your body's ability to function in a more youthful manner. People report feeling major improvements in energy and well-being within 20 minutes of taking our new and improved One World Whey. These effects last for 4 or more hours. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Is it? You ever thought about that? You make it a priority? Do you take care of yourself? Do you realize that your health is a gift, and it was given to you as a gift? And what you do with your health is your gift of giving back. It is. And just think about it. Your body is amazing. It's an amazing machine. And the way it works and the way it functions, you know, I don't know if you've ever studied it, but even through all the studies that I've had with the body, I find it just absolutely amazing that really and truly it is so connected. Not just from a physiological perspective, but the mental perspective and psychological perspective on mind-body medicine and how well it's connected. And if we don't take care of all aspects of it, literally things can begin to unravel. And you probably see that with friends and family members and coworkers, loved ones that get sick and have different health challenges going on. You think, my goodness, what is going on? How does this happen? You know, you're cruising right along, everything's healthy, everything's feeling good, and then bam, you get a diagnosis, and you're thinking, what happened? And so you spend your time repairing your health more than thriving in your health. I think many of us go through that. So coming up with ways to really go to the next level is what it's all about. We had Lawrence send an email in. It says, high blood pressure is called the silent killer. Does that mean there's no warning signs? Well, Lawrence, there can be warning signs, and many times there are. Well, number one, being overweight is a warning sign. You may not have pain, but that should be a big warning sign for you. If your waistline, not your hips that are a lot thinner, but the waistline where your belly is hanging over your hips, if that is, if that measures more than your hips, then you're at about a 50% increased risk for heart attack. So just be careful. The warning signs come down to your lifestyle. All you have to do is look at your lifestyle. Do you smoke? Do you drink? Are you overweight? Are you sedentary? Do you exercise? I mean, start answering those questions, and that's really what it comes down to. So high blood pressure with a big issue is, and sometimes with high blood pressure, you don't have to be overweight, but many times people are, and that's a big, big risk factor. But with high blood pressure, one of the big ones you've got to look at, if you get dizzy, if you have headaches often, if you go from lying down to sitting up, which can be adrenal fatigue too, but also can cause fluctuations in blood pressure. So those are ones to figure out and kind of be careful with. Now, here's another thing. With high blood pressure, there are several things you can do that are more on the natural side as far as a preventative and more of a lifestyle change that can be quite helpful. Number one is called rebounding, jumping up and down on a mini trampoline, 5 minutes a day up to 20 minutes a day. Harvard did a great study at Harvard University, and they found that rebounding significantly helped with blood pressure-related issues. That, L-citrulline, L-arginine, quercetin, there's a combination formula called HGH Balance that helps with that. We have a really good product that combines all of those. And it's just a couple things. But with blood pressure, you really watch those. Because it's a big one. And it's one that everybody kind of freaks out over. You know, of course, standard of care medicine is once you have high blood pressure, you go on the medicine, and that's just it. Well, that's true with a lot of people. It is, no doubt about it. Because once things start to go downhill, you've got the kidneys you have to protect. And so you have to be really careful as a physician because, unfortunately, doctors can't be with you day in and day out and live in your house, put cameras up, and tell you what to do and what not to do. It just doesn't happen. So that's their next best option, is giving you the medication that can help control it. So, again, of course, I'm a bigger fan of lifestyle choices, but you also don't want to be stupid either. You want to make sure you take the medicine. So just a couple of things to think about. Blood pressure can be controlled. There's a lot of great food choices, too. Garlic has got a really, really good set of research around it. Eating a clove or two of garlic, fresh garlic, every day can help with blood pressure. Also help cleaning the arteries when you're dealing with high cholesterol. So just a couple of things. So warning signs, you can start getting the pains down the left arm. You can start getting the tingling, the little bit of chest pain, the angina. But, again, sometimes those can be false alarms. Sometimes it can be a nerve going down from the neck. So you always want to get it checked out. EKGs are great tools, as you know. Your doctor probably does that with you on your yearly checkup. But EKGs are great tools to assess what's going on cardiovascular-wise for the moment. And can show if there's any damage that's been done or if there was even a mild issue with certain frequencies within the heart. So a couple things to keep on the shelf. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Michael, we're going to go to you now. How can I help?
Hey, Doc. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, bud.
Just got a quick question. About a year and a half ago, I had a little incident where I was having some lightheadedness. It wasn't necessarily when I was standing or sitting or anything. It would just sort of randomly hit, and it was more like, you know, lightheaded, not really dizzy, just like you stand up too fast and get lightheaded. So they basically said that I had a condition called dysautonomia, which was some type of dehydration. And at the time, he said I wasn't getting enough, the doc said I wasn't getting enough alkalines and saline and stuff like that. So he had me start drinking like a G2 every day and that kind of stuff, and it cleared up. But about 4 weeks ago, and nothing had happened in the last year and a half, about 4 weeks ago, I had a similar incident, but it seemed to be a little more prolonged when I had it. And was just wondering if it might be something related to diet or, you know, that kind of thing that could be causing it. He basically said that at certain points the heart wasn't pumping enough blood, so that was what was causing the lightheadedness, but it wasn't necessarily any particular activity, you know, that caused it to happen, because I could be laying down and it could happen. And I was just curious about if you knew anything about that.
Yeah, I do. The first thing I want to ask you, the episode that just happened recently, did it happen in the morning or in the evening?
Actually happened about mid-afternoon.
And what were you doing right before it happened?
Well, I was actually working, and I was outdoor working.
You
had
been over working on something and stood up and about passed out?
No, I was actually, I mean, I was standing. I wasn't, you know, I was doing what I was doing. I didn't do anything different to sort of cause it to happen. I mean, just sort of out of the blue, it hit me. And I sort of knew what it was because I'd had it before, but it seemed to be a little more prolonged, like I said. And then, you know, it could have been a combination of some exhaustion. Maybe I was partially dehydrated. I don't know. But it just didn't seem to have any kind of pattern to it. And I just thought that maybe I've got some type of deficiency of either a mineral or vitamin that I'm not getting enough of that may be causing that.
Let's just step back for just a second. I don't think it's just a mineral or vitamin. That's just my first initial answer to you.
Okay.
How many hours a day are you working?
I work long hours. I work in television, so we work at least 10-hour days, and we're outside a lot. So.
Okay, I got it. So it's just like when you're doing a shoot, I guess.
Exactly. I was running a camera on a roof, and it was hot, and you know, I was probably a little bit tired and exhausted from just being on the road. So, but it just seemed to hit, and then you know, subsequently, I actually went to the hospital, and they kept me overnight. They wanted to make sure it wasn't my heart or anything, and they did all the tests, blood tests, check for the enzymes to make sure I didn't have any kind of heart attack. Did a stress test, and everything seemed to check out okay. So from that standpoint, you know, that seemed to be okay.
It's an adrenal issue, sounds like to me, and that's just right off the cuff. Your adrenal glands are your stress glands in the body. These little glands are about the size of a walnut. They sit on top of your kidneys. And they if your body gets real stressed out, like if you get tired, you don't sleep a lot, you're pushing real hard, you know, working long hours. Like if you're in the middle of a shoot and you guys are working real hard for several weeks and you're just not resting well, you can get really fatigued. That's just a great term. You just said it yourself. And, you know, a lot of times if the adrenals get exhausted like that, you can have these episodes where you get dizzy, you get kind of disoriented. You can get the lightheadedness. That's very common. And the reason I'm saying that is because it happened. You went to the hospital. They did every test that's pretty standard for cardiac, and you were clear. So, you know, just by that bit alone, I mean, that tells me quite a bit. Do you lay off of – are you overweight?
Yes. I'm not obesely overweight, but definitely overweight for my size, yeah.
What's your height and weight, basically?
I'm about 5'7" and probably weigh about 195.
Yeah, okay, I gotcha. Yeah, do you avoid salt? Like, do you think salt's...
I try to. What's ironic is that the cardiologist I saw when this happened the first time was telling me that, you know, I wasn't getting enough salt and alkalines and stuff like that in my diet. So, but I don't add any salt to anything. I don't go out of my way to add it to anything, no.
Yeah, here's a couple of things just to think about. I agree with him when he says that. If you're on the road a lot, just use the salt that they have in the restaurants. Do salt like your vegetables and that sort of thing. Believe it or not, V8 juices. If you travel a lot on plane or drive? You drive or fly mostly?
No, I travel a lot. I fly a lot.
Okay, good. So when you're on the planes, a great thing to do is get the tomato juice or the V8 juice on the planes. It's got a lot of sodium and potassium, and it's got a good electrolyte balance in it. And they use celery juice in those juices, the adrenals, okay? Vitamin B5 is really good. It's been around for a long time, and it's called pantothenic acid. Vitamin C, those two kind of go hand in hand, and they work really well. Hopefully you're taking a good multivitamin, a whole food multivitamin. Probiotics are really important, too. The fish oil and all that is good, but it's kind of a hassle to travel with, and I don't like the gel cap, so you might want to just take that while you're at home. It's fat-soluble, so it'll stick with you. But the adrenals, lay off the coffee. If you're a big coffee drinker because of those long hours, try switching over to green tea. And you can do 4 or 5 green tea bags in one cup if you have to for the extra caffeine, but it won't burn the adrenals out. Look into some of that and keep me posted.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 On-call radio and watch on-call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out online, getwellradio.com, and shoot me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. And don't forget our Wellness Provider Network. These are healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care. Check out getwellproviders.com. You can find a team member in your area that can help you go to the next level in your health and your life. Well, only humans experience age-related brain shrinkage, a new study says. Age-related brain shrinkage occurs only in humans. They say by age 80, the average human brain has lost 15% of its original weight. This was reported by the BBC News. And in the study, scientists compared MRI images from more than 80 human beings, age 22 to 88, and similar number of captive-bred chimpanzees, and found that chimps' brains don't shrink with age. What's up with that? Age-related brain shrinkage, they say, occurs now only with us, and it's a little bit challenging knowing that we haven't adapted as well as they'd like to see. So the human brain is three times larger, and humans live longer, but yet we have shrinkage and chimps don't. So, you know, another thing issue with that is, too, is in the aging process, it's about your lifestyle choices, and they can make a difference with the brain. So it's kind of use it or lose it. It's also about the kind of nutrients that you're getting every single day. So if you continue to maintain the healthy lifestyle throughout your latter years and don't just kind of let yourself go, that's what makes the biggest difference with your overall health. And it can help with some of the shrinkage that's in with the brain. All right, 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Let's go to Gary now. Hi, Gary.
Hello.
How can I help, sir?
Yeah, my name is Barry, and I live in Louisville, Kentucky. I'm 40 years old.
Okay.
I've been diagnosed as with bipolar disorder, and I've been through several treatments. I've been hospitalized over the past 20 years many times in the states of California, Wisconsin, and Indiana, and Kentucky.
Okay.
I've been on different medications, and I've tried, other things. Just, want some advice on, up-to-date treatments for bipolar disorder, because it affects me a lot as far as working and everything's very hard. I haven't held a job longer than 6 months, so I'm on Social Security, and I want to know if I want to be able to work and eventually get off of SSI, but I'm not sure based off my condition.
Yeah, and it's a tough one. Bipolar is tough, and it's not just tough for you going through it. It's just the whole situation. So I understand what you're saying. I've seen a lot of people with it. And there are several nutritional things you can do to kind of strengthen the brain chemistry. And sometimes it works real well with people, and sometimes it doesn't. So it's not just a kind of a fix-all or a cure-all kind of thing. But it's more about building just a good foundation. That's what you want to focus on. So let me give you some things that can help. And, of course, my book is called Empowering Your Health. And it's got a lot in there. We talk about that in there quite a bit. But here's some basics. Dopamine is one of the neurochemicals, the brain chemicals, okay, that affects your brain with bipolar. Things get imbalanced, and that can cause some major issues. So several kind of foods help support dopamine in the brain. Most of your protein-rich foods, like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, whole eggs, by the way, are very, very helpful Dark chocolate's really good. There's also several supplements out there. Your omega-3 fats and a liquid copper oil itself, not real expensive. I mean, pretty inexpensive. And you can, you know, get these foods and get these supplements and not spend a whole lot of money. So that's a big one. Vitamin B6 can be really helpful. It's got some good research behind it. Club moss sounds kind of gross, but it's a granulated herbal supplement that can be helpful too. But yeah, bipolar is definitely a challenge, but it's not something that you can't deal with and also find some solutions for from a dietary perspective. Your fats are going to be important too. Don't forget that, okay? It's not about fat making you fat, but it's about putting the right kind of fats in. So you want to think about this. With the fats, you want to do a couple things. Number one is make sure that they're good fats. Your omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, like almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados. If you are eating foods that are like fried foods, the bad kind of saturated fats, and those are the only kind you're getting, that can actually make the condition worse. So you got to be really, really careful. That's just hard on your body all the way around. You want to give your body good nutrition. If you put good fuel in, then your body can literally transform. And if you want to have a new foundation set for yourself, you want to go kind of to the next level, it's about being consistent, getting a good game plan together, but being consistent on a regular basis. And that's where you're going to find the real victory in it all, okay? But I'm glad you're listening, and I'm glad you tuned in. But just know that it starts with what you eat. You are what you eat. That's what my granny taught me. And through medicine and all my other training, it's been really the bottom line. So your brain chemistry can be affected by the food you eat, supplements you take, and the choices that you make every single day. A big one, too, stay off tap water. If you drink a lot of water, which you should, go with distilled water, bottled water, or filtered water of some kind, because there's a lot of excess chemicals in our tap water that can negatively affect brain chemistry. So just be a little careful with that. But look into some of that. You can always call me back here on the show. As you can see, I'm on every night. We just started in Louisville not too long ago, and we love being there, so we're here for you. And if you need any help, you can also email me at getwellradio.com. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. You'll tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. Remember, 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's good news. The reason it's good news is because many times you can lifestyle your way out of whatever challenge you're in and get well, stay well, and live well.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither host nor this station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885, or visit AccidentCenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com.